accidentally kicked me when you were getting back into bed. It's okay, babe. I promise. I was already starting to wake up before that anyways. I woke up when you got up to go to the bathroom. I wake up every time your side of the bed gets lighter. It's basically instinctive at this point. I know. Isn't it just absolutely disgusting how I love you so much? And I miss you even when I'm sleeping. I can't help it. I just need you near me all of the time, or else I go crazy. Come here. Come get closer to me. You're too far away. What do you mean I can't go back to sleep? It's only like 7 a.m. Okay, so it may be almost 10 a.m., but it feels way earlier than that, so I think we should just go back to sleep. What do you mean you have errands to run? Babe, it's raining outside. Rainy Sunday mornings are for staying in bed with me, not for going to the grocery store or whatever it was you were planning on today. Okay, I don't need food. I can just live off the stale cereal in the cabinet, our love, and the smell of your shampoo. Shut up. I don't care I'm being corny. You're not going anywhere today, and neither am I. You'll just go without me. What? You would really just go and leave me here. Sweetheart, I know. You know. I would literally get on my hands and knees and crawl to wherever you were if I had to. So leaving me here while you run errands is not an option. What are your options then? Well, how about this? Number one, you can forget about everything you need to do today and instead lay here in bed with me. Option number two is the same as number one, except I keep you here with me by force instead of you willingly giving in. Come on, baby, please. You can do whatever you need to do tomorrow, and I'll even go with you if you want me to. We've been so busy lately, and I just want to spend time with you. I miss you. No, I'm being serious. I've really been missing you. You've been getting up and leaving for work before I do, and sometimes you're already in bed asleep when I get home, and I hate it. We haven't had a day off together in a while, and I really just wanted to be with you today. Well, I didn't tell you earlier because I was afraid I'd come across as annoying or clingy or whatever. I know. I can tell you anything. I don't even know. So will you stay on with me today? I mean, you hate driving in the rain anyway. Thank you, baby. Missed what? Just this. Being here with you. Yeah, of course I miss us doing, like, actual activities together, like going to movies, taking trips together, our date nights, stuff like that. But I've also missed the small stuff, you know? Like, making dinner together, doing laundry, washing dishes with you. Even smaller things. Like us laying here in bed together. Your hand in my hand. The way you sometimes watch my chest as I breathe. And you don't think I notice. How we can feel comfortable. Laying in silence together. All these things. Hey, Can I ask you something? I know we can talk to each other about anything, but I'm just nervous to ask you this. You aren't tired of me, are you? I know, I shouldn't even have to ask you that, but I know that we have responsibilities and that we all get busy. I totally understand that, but I hate to admit this, but I'd be lying if I said that I haven't been wondering if maybe there was a part of you that was losing interest in our relationship, or that you just I know that's not true. I know you would have told me if you were feeling anything like that. I'm sorry, but you know how I overthink things sometimes. I love you too. I love you so much. What am I thinking about? Well, recently, I've just been thinking back on when we first started dating and how it was new and exciting and we were nearly inseparable. Yes, we were. A month in and you were already staying at my place 3 nights out of the week. Do you remember? So it wasn't a big change when you finally moved in with me. It's okay. I didn't think you were clingy. I love that you wanted to be around me so much, and I still do. Falling asleep next to you has always been one of my favorite things. Right up there with mornings like this. And I remember how it felt the first time we held hands. The first time we kissed. The first time we said I love you. Ugh. I still get goosebumps when I think of all of it. You still give me butterflies now as much as you did the first time we met. I wanted you to know that no matter how busy we may become, no matter how much time has passed, I love you. And I always will. I'll always remember that. Just stay here beside me for years or hours or maybe just until we get bedsores. Okay, maybe we won't lay here for that long, but I know we'll have to get up at some point today. But for now, we can sleep just a little bit longer. Besides, I know you could use a little extra sleep too. Oh, don't give me that. I know you're tired. You've been yawning like crazy this entire time. You've been working so much lately anyway, so I think you deserve some more rest.